My name's Stephen Wing, and I try to write a poem about every rainbow gathering I go to. And so far, the muse has blessed me with all my gatherings. I've come home with a poem, and this one is from the 31st annual Rainbow Family Gathering in Ottawa National Forest, Michigan, July 1 to 7, 2002. It's called Babylon, Come Home. As above, so below. Laughter through the trees along the trail. Wind playing high in the branches, while children play among the ferns. The woods are alive with people at work, like a convention of beavers, building a village of sticks and tarps and string that will stand forever in the memories of these kids. The forest is my church. Following a call for circle, I found a kitchen in a clearing and a couple hundred strangers holding hands. There's always room for one more. In the center of the circle, giant pots of food sat steaming, while a sister prayed, a brother complained, and we all sang. Then we sat down on the grass, and the servers started their procession around, following the holy jug of hand wash. How did we ever get so scattered? Which lifetime did we learn this trick of dividing and conquering ourselves? Who sold us the latest technology of separation? These deadbolts and fences, tinted windows and alarms, and how long must we keep paying? A circle of drummers serenading the brown glitter of current downstream around a double horseshoe bend. The water is alive with people at play, like a tribe of hippopotami, while just upstream of the bridge, three solar panels pump river water through the filters into an endless queue of cups and water bottles. Water is my sacrament. On one side, the riverbank was crowded with citizens exercising their sacred right to assemble. On the other side of the bridge, lawmen played cavalry, defending the holy relics of an archaeological site where loggers dumped their trash while they milled the local sacred groves into money. Though the real ruins were bulldozed by the Forest Service years ago, local old-timers say. Babylon is only a state of mind. Half profane plastic, half sacred tobacco. Detach with a twist. Pocket the filter and tenderly split the paper. Sprinkle grateful prayers beside whatever path you wander. We all have a role to play in the melodrama of history, however minute. Mine this year is made up of a couple dozen small services, refilling hand wash at the Kid Village latrine, digging through lost and found to recover a sister's green-rimmed glasses, a brother's pocket knife on its loop of hand-braided hemp, policing the trails from the blacktop down to the river. Babylon, come home. I met a fellow from back home, assisting with a birth at his first gathering, he said, taking a break to hurry back and zip his tent before the rain. And later I heard how Stella Rainbow was born, just before we all looked up and saw the rainbow. A naked woman is a pure vision of the divine. Don't confuse it with desire. Learn to look without lust. Meet her eyes without shame, and you may be ready for a grown-up woman of your own. Maybe even this one passing on the trail right now, glancing shyly back. But even a woman fully clothed is a goddess incognito, brother. Beware. The gathering is bigger than the family. Two eagles circling above our circle in the silence on the fourth, as people continue endlessly to arrive, advancing weaponless down the hill, almost wordless across the forbidden bridge and up the grassy slope, to take the hilltop in the name unspoken. While I still lingered at info, one hand flat against a brother's back, listening through the silence as he spilled out his anger and heartbreak. His irreplaceable blue backpack, stolen or spaced on a supply run. It didn't matter. His faith was shaken and his shoulders rocked with the sobs of a man working hard for nothing but love, cheated out of his wages in the end. If here, then everywhere. Babylon come home to haunt us. I hope he at least looked up to see the sun dog that circled the sun in the clear blue sky after the silence broke into celebration. I hope he looked down a day or so later to see the candle-lit mud altar beside the main trail, covered with intricate mud sculptures, a miniature pueblo along the mud bank, where tiny mud people wave from ladders and hammocks at the passing multitude. As above, so below. Spirit manipulating the manipulators in the council, leading us home again and again. Bureaucracy entangling the bureaucrats, hierarchy foiled by hierarchy. Officers of the peace restrained from disrupting an illegal prayer for peace. The river of love flowing onto the sea without ceasing, carrying off the sediment of sorrow, the salt of sweat, the droplets of heaven that fall when the clouds can no longer contain their love for the earth. The family is bigger than the gathering. Babylon, come home.